Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting the radio show in living television color at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 30 minutes. I'm going to play the incredible job that We Are Change Chicago did, confronting Al Gore and making news headlines. We salute We Are Change Chicago and all the other great activists out there that are just doing an amazing job. It's so wonderful to see this happening. This is really catching fire now in the minds of men and women everywhere and spreading. And everywhere that slime ball, that demonic Nelly goes, he's being confronted with the truth. This is just beautiful. That is coming up. We're going to break down Climategate. We're going to break down the sad, tragic shooting, the murder of these four police officers who are getting ready for work at a coffee shop, and a trend I've noticed there. That I've seen no one else point out, so we'll be going over that as well today. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Greg in Tennessee. Greg, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm Greg calling from the great state of Tennessee, the volunteer state. And I'm a businessman, and one of the things I try to measure my business on is results. And I've been following you for a while now, and I guess my question to you is, do you feel like that we're making progress here? Are we just kind of going to the bathroom in the wind, so to speak, because the powers that be...
Okay, that's double-edged. In fact, it's triple-edged. We are having incredible, shocking, devastating, savage, unopposed victory when we decide to stand up. Every time we take action, we're having incredible victory, but more people are cynical and want instant success. They want to go out and protest Al Gore one time and see everything collapse. That's not going to happen. We're not going to defeat their criminal system and bring down their Tower of Babel without incremental long view of history. The globalists understand never giving up, always taking action with their evil greed and piratical desire. We need to understand that it's a long incremental fight with truth and liberty. And so, yes, I mean, we're having so many, I mean, I'm not trying to toot my horn, but sir, can you, I can't even express to you the level of success I've had. I'm only one attack frigate on the seas fighting the globalist here. Okay. And I mean, every ship we engage, to use that analogy, we're blowing it to smithereens. I mean, I'm just out here smashing enemy forces left and right with my wonderful audience that's taking action. But we need to launch more patrol boats, more missile cruisers, more attack ships, more torpedo planes. And every one of you that takes action and gets involved and just volunteers, like you said, from the volunteer state. I mean, look at the Tennessee groups. I believe it was We Are Change. I saw it in the paper. They went and confronted Al Gore and took over all the newspaper coverage. Look at Florida. Look everywhere else. Everywhere he goes, he's being shooken up. He's stuttering. He's red-faced. He's bumbling. He makes the wrong choice. Has his goons grab people, which is a crime. They don't even resist, and private goons grab people. That blows up in their face, goes all over TV and radio and print. I mean, just everywhere we stand up, we kick their butt. So, yes. Do we have a fighting chance? If we fight, there's no way we can lose.
Exactly, and that's what I'm trying to get out to. I talked to a friend of mine, actually an email this morning. He's in Texas, and he knows what's going on. And his thing was, well, I'm just one guy with a few guns, and that's kind of a defeatist attitude, I think.
Exactly. Guns are a key insurance policy against tyranny, but they're the most disgusting cop-out. People just sitting on a hoard of weapons and food, never doing anything, waiting to be dug out of their holes. You need the backup and the boogie-out plan, the bug-out plan, but at the same time, you need to be out there engaged at city council in a suit.
I'm doing. I'm trying to funnel all my business profits, or a lot of my business profits, into getting... You know, organization, we have to organize. Thank you very much.
Yes, organize and then engage. A lot of people over-organize and want to get it just perfect. Look, just get up on your hind legs, put your fist in balls, and start swinging.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
8 minutes into hour number two. I just had a caller, Greg in Tennessee, saying, are we making headway or are we just whistling in the wind? Resistance is victory. Having a fighting spirit, knowing you're on the right side of history, taking action. We're not going to defeat the New World Order overnight. None of us are going to have instant success. But it's almost like a certain harmonic frequency can shatter crystal. And have you ever stood up against a big metal pylon in a warehouse and just slowly started in rhythm, hitting on it? Over and over again and catching that right harmonic frequency, and soon the whole roof is shaking. You ever seen how when you turn on the water faucet on low and it happens to send a harmonic frequency through the pipes and they start groaning and shaking and it sounds like a train wreck is happening? It's the same thing. It's that woodpecker effect of pounding and 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 pounding. And they'll tell you, oh, you're losing. There's no way to fight us. Oh, there's no New World Order, but we want global government. Oh, just on and on and on. Oh, you're going to lose, GI. Oh, there's no victory. There's no way you can win. Oh, the New World Order is a foregone conclusion. Look, we paid off all your preachers to tell you that, to lay down that it's the rapture. drilling that in your brain, drilling it over and over. You're going to lose. You're going to lose. There's no new world order, but we want you to have a new world order. You know, Al Gore laughs and smiles and gets arrogant the first four or five times he's been confronted in the last month and a half by different activist groups about global warming being man-made, being a fraud. And now he gets angry, red-faced. Now he stutters. Now he gets angry. Now he's beginning to freak out, and more people are coming, and more, and now everywhere he ever goes for the rest of his life. Because this form of activism that I unknowingly pioneered, I mean, people for thousands of years have gone to public events and shouted down the tyrant. There were famous cases in history where corrupt kings and nobles and lords would be shouted down by an old woman. And a lot of times the lords would say, seize her, and drag her away. People say, look, they're arresting people. That only blows up in their face bigger. That's your sacrifice. But no one's getting arrested here. They're just being drug out. The media's like, well, why'd you drag him out? Let's go talk to these people. And that's just one example is Al Gore bursting into flames, burning down in front of us. I mean, this guy's a 10-alarm fire. If he was a 5-story building, he's collapsing right now. And I would go confront Janet Reno, or I would go confront George W. Bush. I would go confront General McCaffrey and hold up a Reuters article about how his designate, the head of all Army operations over narcotics in Latin America, was caught shipping in masses of heroin and cocaine, and he literally turned red-faced, paused, and began stuttering, and everyone booed him and began clapping me. All you got to do is stand up to him. What did the founder of the Texas Rangers say? I forget the exact quote. A man in the wrong can't stand up against a man in the right who keeps on a-coming. It's that last part. Keeps on a-coming. You may demonize me in the national media. You may beat me up in a parking lot. You may physically attack me. You may audit me. You may do whatever you want. I will never stop. I am setting my will against you fully. And you can't consciously set your will. You have to just totally turn yourself mentally over to something. And it's a change of heart. It's a decision. You have to say, I am committed. I am not going to stop. And ladies and gentlemen, that is invincible. That is unstoppable in the numbers we have. I mean, if the globalists outnumbered us 10,000 to 1, they would just exterminate us. But we outnumber them 10,000 to 1. We outnumber them 1,000 to 1 in every town and city. We top globalists, we outnumber them 1,000,000 to 1, I mean, 7 billion people. What is there, 6 billion, 800 million plus now in the world at the last sub-census last year? Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, last year wrote a book called Superclass, where he said there's 6,000 super gophers to less than 20 families that rule the planet. He's quite proud of himself. I had him on the radio show. And I said to him during breaks, John Harmon heard all this, I said, why are you coming on here? I mean, you know who I am. You know I'm against you. He said, well, we just want to try to convince you that we're just normal people and that our plan for globalization is what's needed. And we're interested in understanding you, Mr. Jones. And I now have top globalists, and I am a reporter. That's one of the hats I wear. So when a globalist calls me up and says, I want to talk to you off record, they only call me because it's off record. Some people go, well, you need to say who they are. Yeah, and then lose the fact that, people are like, we don't believe you just released the Homeland Security secret report saying veterans, gun owners, conservatives, and libertarians are terrorists, and that Homeland Security is really set up for them. People tried to bait me the first few days when we released that this year, back in January, saying it's not real. Tell us the police officers, tell us the federal marshals that gave you this. But then days later it came out it was all real and that we broke it. And see, those are little tricks they use. Oh, tell us who your sources are. Yeah, I'm going to tell you who my sources are. They'd have to put me on the rack. They'd have to torture me to find out who my sources are. I'll never give up my sources because I'm an honorable person, A. And B, I would lose my sources. But now I've got high-level globalists calling me up, I can't believe Thursday a high-level globalist wants to come here and meet with me. Folks, if you only knew how real this is, if you only knew that they are afraid of me because I have the spirit of victory, something all of you have as well if you just recognize it and let it grow in you. It's not just confidence. It's just the confidence of knowing you're right, knowing you're on the right side of history, and taking action and saying, look, even if I don't have a snowball's chance in Hades of winning this thing, which we have a lot better chance than that, I'm going to do the right thing. All right, I said I'm going to your calls. Let's just go to them right now. Ray in California. Ray, you're on the air.
Alex, I want to know if you have investigated or you have any information behind the Republican National Committee's decision to invert their stars on the national logo.
You know, they changed that in 2003 ahead of the 2004 election. In all of their symbols, but namely the elephant with the top half being blue, the bottom half being red, and the stars had been tips pointed up, they inverted them. And then the election before that, Al Gore, in his famous debates, the Democrat debates, they projected upside-down stars and a devil on the wall as clear as day. And, yes, these are a group of lunatic Satanists, and it's just a fact. I've been to one of their rituals. I infiltrated it and back in 2000, Bohemian Grove, and I'm telling you, truth is a thousand times stranger than fiction.
But did the Republican Party give an explanation or
no.
reason why?
No, and they've been asked why.
Strange. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's simple. They believe they get more power. They're Luciferians. And they believe the destructive force of the horned god slash goddess is more powerful, generally associated with the male force. And so they're letting you know, even in their paradigm, that, hey, we're black magic. We're into deviltry.
Chris Matthews, when he uses the GOP graphic, he uses the old one with the stars right side up. Not all.
Well, that just may be because that's what their graphic is in their computer. I mean, I don't know. You can read too much into it, but
I figured they would get it right, being a mainstream media network, that they would at least get the correct logo up on the screen.
Yeah, I haven't checked it in a few months, but last time I was on the... In fact, guys, will you pull up RNC.org, Republican National Committee? Let's see if they still got the Baphomet going there, flashing their gang sign. Thank you so much for the call, Ray. Bad Baby in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I am a fellow radio host, too. I just got done interviewing Dr. Betty Martini. I've also interviewed Dr. Lynn Horowitz.
Good. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Well, let me tell you. I want to tell you that I'm a targeted individual from our government for standing up against these criminals. And this man that just called and said, the man that said, I'm just one person. Well, I'm just one person, too, honey. And my life has been threatened, and I've had many attempts on my life.
Really?
And, oh, yes. I've had gas turned on in my building and almost blew up. I've had my shotgun jammed. I've been poisoned. And it's because I do what you do, Alex. I stand up and say, no, I am going to fight these people.
Well, most people I know that fight the New World Order, because there's so many of us now, don't have any bad repercussions, but sometimes, especially with locals, though, that might have, you know, your shotgun jamming. I don't know how they would do that. Or I know gas. The other day, I actually left the gas on for about 2 minutes and noticed it and turned it off. But I'm not saying you're not being harassed, but I do think, and all this crazy stuff in the media, certainly, you know, when they're openly announcing they want to microchip the population, they're openly announcing mind control, and the CIA declassifies their mind control manual that just came out a few days ago, then a lot of people that are suggestible and already a little paranoid, I'm not saying that's you, really get set off by it. I mean, I've seen all these videos online where schizophrenics are shooting video out of their window as some repair guy works on the telephone lines, and they're going, look at him, he's a fed. And the guy's out there eating a sandwich or picking their nose, and I can tell you right there, they're not a fed. So look out, they're getting paranoid. But, hey, in this day and age, can't blame you. Maybe they are after you. But if these folks go after you, they tend to get you. And turn your gas on.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
No. I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 30th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1,173.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,208.60, $604.30 for a half ounce, or $302.15 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,208.60, $604.30, or $302.15.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
We're going to go live. We're live now on the radio. We're going to simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv in the last 2.5 hours of the show today, starting in the next segment. So PrisonPlanet.tv members and viewers, start your engines. Let's go ahead and go to Pamela in Ohio. Pamela, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. First of all, I want to say thank you for being a watchman on the wall. You're sounding the alarm. You're blowing the trumpet. And I know that God is very, very pleased about that because he always says in his word, what's hid in darkness shall be exposed in the light. And if they ever come, like you said, if you'll keep going no matter what, just always remember about Paul and Silas being in prison, and the Lord gave an earthquake, and they were freed. So you have all of God's protection on you and around you. You're exposing the truth, and I thank you for that. The second thing is I'm asking about, you know, that Vera chip that I think it's called RDFD or whatever it is, that chip.
Mm-hmm.
Is that considered, do you think that is considered like the mark of the beast?
I think it's more than that. I think it's a system because they don't even need a microchip. They have your body resonance heat scan, your individual body type. When you walk up to an airport scanner or the government scanning systems they're putting in and your body is scanned, they then attach your unique heat resonance fingerprint or digital matrix to that number, and they can look right through your clothes and tell who you are, even if you're in a disguise. They have biometrics for your walk, biometric scanners for license plates. This is really the total control system, whether you're a Christian or not. This is the system that's going to be used to control and track and trace. And, you know, I talk about this 14 years ago and get laughed at when I had government documents. Now, I watched Quantum of Solace, the new James Bond movie, and the whole thing's about face scanning. Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen, is all about face scanning, you know, where they just throw it in your face now that the good guys are scanning your faces. But in truth, the people running the system are the bad guys. And so they're putting this all in place so they can oppress people, and so no one really has a way to defend themselves unless they just run suicide missions. But even those will just be against the local police, who the globalists want to chew up so they can militarize them more against the people in an us-against-them situation. So we're in a lot of trouble. And, you know, the elites are going to live out their lives in offshore reservations, controlled safe zones inside the U.S., inside high-technology reservations, inside the major cities, and all of us are going to be walled off outside of that. It's already like that to a great extent, but this is their control grid, where government facilities and corporate facilities are green zones, where they're safe from us, and then they can dispatch their paramilitary forces to snatch our children, to forcibly inoculate us, to arrest us. You won't be able to buy or sell. This is the Homeland Security saying this. If you're not in favor with them, you won't be able to buy firearms. The no-fly lists are going to be expanded to most of the population. It'll then be a no-work, no-buy list. If you're homeless, you're going to be arrested and taken to a work camp. That's now being announced worldwide. I mean, this is hell.
It is. And I'm wondering, since God has not appointed us to wrath, and do you think that we'll be taken, you know, before, that the Christians will be taken before this? I mean, in other words, do you think this will happen before the tribulation or after the tribulation?
Ma'am, that's why my radio show is it's not secular, which means without God, but it's not a religious show. I'm a Christian. I don't hide that. But at the same time, I know that the globalists 100-plus years ago with Schofield and others took over the teaching in the Bibles. And it's just all a complete fantasy. The whole Revelation and Daniel and Ezekiel and all of those prophecies are about waging war against the saints, going after the people, taking their children, poisoning them. There is stuff in Revelations about the dead in Christ, you know, being risen. But the whole thing is about God's people going through this and bearing testament to the truth during the bad times, and the greatest awakening and revival to the fact that there is good and evil happening during this. I mean, look at all the prophets. Look at Christ. They all had to go through the evil. A lot of German Christians were told to stand down and that Hitler was the Antichrist, and they got killed. The founders were told, Romans 13, stand down to King George III. Christians in Cambodia were murdered en masse by Pol Pot, thinking they were about to be raptured. Christians in Cuba thought they were going to be raptured. Christians in China thought they were going to be raptured. Regardless of what's going to happen, duty is ours, consequence belongs to God. It is our responsibility. The Spirit of God and life and love and goodness is not in us if we don't have a compulsion to stand up against evil.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. I come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. We are now simulcasting the last 2.5 hours of this radio show in living color via PrisonPlanet.tv. Want to just remind all the internet viewers that every year we've done this for 5.5 years that we've had PrisonPlanet.tv. You get 5.5 months is what it comes out to free at PrisonPlanet.tv when you sign up for a year membership. So you pay for 6.5 months, you get 5.5 months free, or get the trial, $5.95 test membership. All of my films in super high quality, like Fall of the Republic, exclusive expanded interviews. We flew to Phoenix to interview David Icke. Expanded extras like Endgame 1.5 just for PrisonPlanet.tv members. You can burn and download on DivX on a regular CD that plays on most DVD players to give to people. It's an armory of resistance in the info war. PrisonPlanet.tv. And we are running until we exhaust the supply. a combo special. We've got a whole bunch of combos just until Christmas, so you can spread the word and also support the broadcast and the filmmaking and our whole independent media operation that is entirely viewer and listener supported. Fall of the Republic, the Presidency of Barack H. Obama. When you buy this DVD for $19.95, you get free the Obama Joker shirt. And there's four different messages, Infowars.com on the back, on the front, socialism, fascism, New World Order, Infowars.com, your choice, under Obama as the Joker that the media called for banning. That's a limited time shirt. When it's sold out, it's sold out. We're not going to print anymore, so get the free T-shirt right now at Infowars.com. There's a bunch of other combos where you can get in-game free with Fall of the Republic, where you can get Reflections and Warnings free with Fall of the Republic. We're only doing that until Christmas. And you may be fully awake to all this, but your friends, your family, your neighbors, if you burn them a copy of my film, which I encourage you to do, they may not watch it because it's just a CD you gave them. But if you give them a Fall of the Republic or an Obama Deception or an Endgame or Reflections and Warnings or America Freedom to Fascism that we sell or all the other great films and books and materials, they will watch it. They will view it. So order those at Infowars.com, or you can also give somebody a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Just create the username and password and give it to them in an e-card, and you can have six IPs signed on at one time with your membership. So you can give yourself a membership and then also give it to somebody else as a membership. So that's our little present of truth to you. We are proffering this to you. We are offering this to you. We hope that you take advantage of it because people have never been this ready to awaken as they are now. Okay, that said, I said we're going to have wide open phones today. No guest. We have some big guests coming up later in the week. We had Charlie Sheen on in the last week live. We had, of course, Jesse Ventura back on live. We had Lord Monckton live. We got some other huge guests coming up this week. I'm just going to leave it at that and let them be surprises for you. And no, Dave Mustaine is not one of the surprise guests. He said when he came to Texas in December, he wanted to hook up. And then Craig Sandler, one of the producers we've got, said, you know, you're supposed to contact Dave Mustaine. And so I emailed him last week. He was already on the road, didn't get a response. So I called. I have a cell, but I didn't call that. I called his assistant up, and Mike was so nice. He goes, oh, Dave's right here asleep. Wake up, Dave. I said, no, don't wake him up. And he invited me up to Dallas, but he's got to make sure he has the time. So I'm probably going to get a face-to-face video interview with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, who's now become a Christian and who now named his new album that's already hit number one on the charts and number one on Amazon, Endgame. And I said, well, what encouraged you to make Endgame with all this anti-New World Order comments in it? And he said, oh, your film Endgame. So we're very, very excited because this guy sells out stadiums of 50,000 here in the United States, 200,000 in Italy, 200,000 in Brazil, hundreds of thousands in Japan, hundreds of thousands in Russia. Megadeth is one of the top three heavy metal bands of all time. Probably number one or number two. They debate that. But globally, they are definitely the big enchilada. And now all those Megadeth listeners are hearing Dave Mustaine reach out to them and with a truly Christian message, not a Christianoid message, and with an anti-New World Order, anti-eugenics message. So that is so exciting. Okay, I want to give you my take on the tragic police shooting that happened yesterday in a suburb of Seattle, Washington, where four policemen, three male, one female, were ambushed, slaughtered. And a trend I notice, and when I see something, I just have to report it, even if it's politically incorrect. That's coming up. I want to get into the latest on ClimateGate. This is breaking even bigger than I thought it would. This is beautiful. What a great Christmas present to everybody who loves truth and values truth and dignity and integrity. A bunch of economic news as the global meltdown intensifies. That is all coming up. And then your phone calls, Mike, Joe, Thomas, Greg, Russ, and many others that are patiently holding. But I want to start getting to some video clips today. The first one is We Are Change Chicago, and the intro video is a clip of Al Gore on TV, and then Al Gore being confronted on C-SPAN, and then the next clip, of course, is them live last week at one of his book signings confronting him. And in videos like this. In the action We Are Change Chicago took is the victory against the New World Order. I'll explain why and how after the clip, and I've got some other clips here I want to play as well. But for viewers and radio listeners, if you're a radio listener and aren't watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, we have the We Are Change Chicago article posted up on Infowars.com. And this is the beginning of the end for these people, and it's totally peaceful and honorable and wonderful what they're doing, and I salute them. Here it is.
Good for you, sir. Did you know that fluorescent light bulbs last 10 times longer than regular ones?
Yep, and they only use 1/4 of the power. But if we're going to solve the climate crisis, we've got to change more than the light bulbs and the windows. We've got to change the laws and the policies through collective political action on a large scale. Kenneth, encourage your lawmakers to take action and recycle everything, including jokes.
I'm sorry, sir, what?
Quiet. Whale is in trouble. I have to go. Congressman, you began by denying that there is a consensus on the science. There is a consensus on the science.
You must have been listening to our testimony that we've had for the last few days with dozens of experts that have come in who have given completely different views.
Well, there are...
So I would encourage you to go back and look at the testimony that this committee's heard.
There are people who still believe that the moon landing was staged on a movie lot in Arizona.
This guy's preaching, of course. We'll see that John Coleman, he won't debate anybody. The IPCC isn't really a bunch of scientists, a bunch of UN globalists. Are you guys looking into this stuff? Are you aware that he won't debate? Are you guys allowed to cover things like this or not? Did your boss have let you tell the real story about real Americans out here?
President Al Gore was in Chicago today to sign copies of his new book, Our Choice. There was a long line of supporters at the Borders bookstore on State Street. Our Choice is a follow-up to Gore's Academy Award-winning documentary, An Inconvenient Truth. Gore has championed environmental issues for many years. His book is described as a call to action and answers many of the questions posed by the film. Gore was a co-recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize in 2007 for his work on climate change.
They're getting up to Al Gore at the book signing.
The emails and documents that were revealed that were hacked on Climategate, that said that the research is a fraud and it's all manipulated. Did you give a comment? Did you give a comment, sir? You're a fraud.
No, come on.
New World Order, eugenics operation. Don't touch me. This is a eugenics operation.
This is a fire around.
What they're trying to sue Al Gore. Look it up. This is a eugenics program. This is New World Order. The advice to all of us besides to us before. Wake up, people.
Can I give you that, Mr. Gore? It's good science that shows that 31,000 scientists are speaking out against your eugenics club of Rome agenda, sir. The New World Order will fail, and we realize that this is against our sovereignty. I have a First Amendment right. You do not need to assault me, sir. I am leaving. I am leaving. You do not need to assault me, sir. I have a First Amendment right. This man wants to create a centralized global government. 31,000 scientists. That man is... This is Nazi fascism.
Who are you?
Any comments on ClimateGate? The emails that prove it's a scam, it's a farce, global warming is a joke. Any comment? Comment on ClimateGate? ClimateGate, First Amendment right there. ClimateGate! ClimateGate! Research ClimateGate! This guy's a fraud! It's a scam! They are trying to institute a global government through a carbon tax! This guy's working on a carbon tax! That's all it is! It's global government! There are 30,000 scientists trying to sue this guy! John Coleman, the founder of the Weather Channel, is suing this bum! You're all in line for this bum! It's a global government! Get your hands off me! First Amendment rights, get your hands off me!
We talk about carbon polluters. You talk about them. It's my understanding that back in 1997, when you were vice president, Enron's CEO, Ken Lay, was involved in discussions with you at the White House about helping develop this type of policy, this trading scheme. And is that accurate? Is it inaccurate? It's been reported.
I don't know.
Thank you.
spirit of victory. This is the spirit that will defeat the tyranny. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that population, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill, and these dangers are caused by human intervention.
If you believe that the reason I have been working on this issue for 30 years is because of greed, you don't know me.
Woo! Thank you, Al. Happy Thanksgiving. Hey, Al.
All right.
Can you guys
stay
back over here, please?
Shit, I lost. Yes. Oh. Everywhere he goes, inside, outside. Traitor. This is how tyranny falls. This is true revolution. Oh, I just want to hug We Are Change, Ohio and Chicago. Now they're at his car. Yeah! Running that rat to ground. Man, ladies and gentlemen, everywhere he goes, bigger crowds, more people confronting him, climate gate. They had multiple people split up, so as they grabbed one group, another group would activate. No way to stop this. All those hundreds of fools there at the book signing that the mainstream media have been promoting. Gore's been all over mainline TV, dramas, sitcoms, promoting his lies, telling people to pass laws. This is government paid for propaganda, your tax money on TV with him brainwashing the public, making him this big celebrity. Just like they made Obama this celebrity to sell all this garbage. Just like they made Bush a celebrity with TV shows to push the police state. Everywhere he goes. And now the link between man-made global warming and the global carbon tax and global government and eugenics is now being made, and everyone is starting to talk about it. Everyone is starting to talk about eco-science, written by the White House science czar, calling for exterminating the majority of the population. The signal is getting out. The truth, the full magnitude is now coming out, thanks to you, the listeners of this radio show. And every one of you, I mean, look at Luke Radowski, 19 years old, gets kicked out of 9/11 Truth in New York because he wanted to go after the New World Order. I told him, I said, man, go start your own organization. We're going to support you. Other people picked up on it. The zenith of all of this, or the inception, was our listeners flocking to the term We Are Change in Luke, spreading these organizations everywhere that don't have leaders, that don't have a classical organization. It's an idea, not left, not right, but freedom and truth and honor. And this is the true populism, the true constitutional populism that will defeat the New World Order. You're watching nails in the coffin of the New World Order when you see video like that. This is just so unbelievably powerful. And I wrote some other notes during that video. Notice Al Gore will not debate Lord Monckton or the founder of the Weather Channel or all these meteorologists or the 30-plus thousand top scientists against the UN's 2,500. Only less than 100 are real climatologists, and they've all been caught in emails as fraud, lying. They are desperate to keep the lid on this, but the lid is already blown wide open. The genie's out of the bottle. The horse left the barn a long time ago. But the more they try to cover this up, the more they try to hold it down, I mean, oh, just the way they did that was perfect. I salute you. I thank you. I thank all of you. This is just so wonderful. And everybody's looking up online. We're mentioning on air where Al Gore is next. In fact, let's look up Al Gore, his itinerary. And I know they're not even really listing that on his site now, hoping people won't show up. They just locally promote it. Doesn't matter. We have listeners. We have activists. We have freedom lovers everywhere that understand that Al Gore isn't screwing up. Al Gore isn't dumb. Al Gore is an environmentalist wacko tree hugger. That would be okay because we do have real environmental problems. Al Gore is a eugenicist openly. I was reading the Maurice Strong UN quotes that are in the film from the Club of Rome where they said we're going to make humankind the enemy. Cue that video back up for me. It's about 3 minutes till the end where it shows the quote. I want to read that full quote as we go out to break to people because I didn't have time to read it all. where they say, we are going to make humanity the enemy and the government will direct the war against humanity. This is a war economy run by the government, run by the internal police forces, the Stasi forces they've set up to carry out eugenics. That's what Hitler was. And if the truth about this gets out, if anybody reads what Al Gore actually says, or Maurice Strong, or all these other globalists, John P. Holdren, if people actually read what they've said, what they've done, it is over for these people. Here, I'll read the quote. The first global revolution, 1991, published by the Club of Rome, a globalist think tank. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that population, the threat of global warming, rather and water shortages, famine, and the like, would fit the bill. All these dangers are caused by human intervention. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself. And they go on to say that they're going to use fake terror to take our rights on one end and fake environmentalism to take our resources on the other to make us totally bankrupt and dependent on them. They want you dependent, not so they can enslave you, but so they can kill you with forced inoculations, with poisons in the water, like John P. Holdren calls for, the White House science czar, who's also manipulating the weather. He admits that to the Associated Press.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at HBExtract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at HBExtract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Somebody needs to create a basic site like Expose Gore, Stop Gore, Arrest Gore, and list all the videos of people confronting him, the articles of people confronting him, and track doing web searches, because Gore won't list where he's going because he's worried about this. He pulled it about a month ago. But you can still do Google searches and find out where he's going to be speaking. They only propagandize locally the media to get everybody to his events so he can indoctrinate them into his new religion, our choice, mass murder and tyranny, or freedom. He wants tyranny. That way I could link to it and get all of our listeners to go to these events. But it's already happening. I mean, but if we start publicizing where he's going, there won't be hundreds, as the media has reported in some cases, protesting him. There will be thousands. Oh, man. I wish Glenn Beck would do something effective like this, set up people stand out in the rain. And I'm not saying that's bad, but we need to really have thousands of many demonstrations, because those then take over all the TV reports, all the print reports, and expose him for what he really is. And this is, again, the amount of press this gets when 10, 15 people go to a book signing, go in, confront him, mess up his whole agenda, expose the fraud, bring up ClimateGate. What you saw in that video should be a blueprint of how to do this. And then yell and scream at him that he's a traitor and a liar and a fraud and a criminal with Ken Lay as he leaves. Let me tell you, he will suspend his tour very, very quickly if this continues. And he needs to be in jail for all his crimes. And this is how you get justice, is going, there's the criminal, there's the bad man. Now, I want to play this video. This is not the winning 20 Minutes with the President video from Charlie Sheen's contest. This is the same guy that made that winning video. And I love the little pearls of wisdom. He breaks down the fraud in this graph, this little two-minute video titled The Global Warming Fraud. The Global Warming Hoax. It's up on Infowars.com if you want to watch it. But here is that video.
Family, if you haven't heard the latest, global warming has been a scam from the get-go. All along, they have been setting up this global carbon tax as a huge fraud on the American people and the people of the world in order for the UN to move into global governance. They want to control every aspect of our lives. So if you're a liberty, freedom-loving American, you're going to get screwed over just like everybody else in the rest of the world. Now, I decided that I wanted to take a minute to go over the hugest scams they've been perpetrating over the last 10 years. So why don't we take a quick jump and take a look at some of these, okay? Let's start with 9/11. 60% of the commissioners say the official story isn't true because that ship is sinking. War on Terror, cooked up decades ago to replace the Cold War to keep the military machine moving. Afghanistan, not about Al-Qaeda because CIA created Al-Qaeda. It's about the Caspian Pipeline and protecting the opium poppy fields. Iraq, weapons of mass destruction. Need I say more? Housing bubble. Real estate only goes up in price, right? Wrong. They lied to you. Now the banks own all the property in this country off of your bankruptcy. Banker bailout. Oh, we need the money to save the banks so we can buy up these toxic assets and start lending again. That's a lie. They took the money to buy up other smaller corporations and phase out other banks and take control. Swine flu. This is insane. These guys are crazy. A designer flu created in a lab. Global warming, the granddaddy of them all, that they were going to use to institute global governance. I can't wait for this Copenhagen Treaty. I hope you guys are on top of this, because all of it is a lie. All of it. If you want your freedom and you want your liberties, you need to take a look at these and seriously think about it. You're being lied to, and the mainstream media is complicit, and they should all be charged with criminal felonies. They need to be tried as criminals and brought to justice.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.